KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, some high school sports around the area yesterday. Let's start with that. The IKM Manning boys golf team was the winner at the Western Iowa Conference Golf Championships held Wednesday at Nishna Hills Golf Course in Atlantic. The Wolves shooting a 306 total. That was better than Tri-Center's 332. They were the runners-up. Logan Magnolia shot 342 for third place. Trainer at 349 for fourth. Missouri Valley with a 352 placing fifth. Underwood, Riverside, Audubon, AHSTW, the rest of the field. IKM Manning ended up with three of the top four scorers yesterday. Kyler Rasmussen was medalist, shooting a 72. Kobe Fink of Underwood shot 74 for runner-up. Jared Hinkleman of IKM Manning shot a 76 for third, while Tyler Brandt of IKM Manning posted a 77 for fourth place. Trevor Carlson of Tri-Center also shot 77, good for fifth place yesterday. The Missouri Valley girls golf team was the top scorer at the Western Iowa Conference girls meet, also held at Nishna Hills Golf Course in Atlantic yesterday. The Big Reds, the Lady Reds, shot a 383 team total to come up with the victory yesterday. IKM Manning the runner-up at 408. Logan Magnolia with a 428 was third. Audubon was fourth at 429. Riverside fifth at 456. Tri-Center, Trainer, AHSTW, and Underwood the rest of the field. Madison Lease of Missouri Valley was the individual medalist, shooting the low round of 84. Emma Jorgensen of AHSTW, the runner-up at 92. Jasmine Turner of Audubon shot 93 for third place. Madison Brown of Missouri Valley also had a 93 for fourth. And Peyton Hiltz of Missouri Valley shot 95. That was good for fifth place in that girls meet yesterday. Also yesterday in golf, the Sydney squad hosted its girls golf invitational. It was Shenandoah capturing the title with a 406 total. Griswold, the runner-up, at 441. Essex Stanton with a 452 was third, while Sydney was fourth with a 498 total. Individually, Bailey Maher of Shenandoah was the medalist with a 98. Kelsey Carlson of Shenandoah was the runner-up at 99. Jenna Reynolds of Griswold shot 100. That was good for a third-place finish in that meet yesterday. Well, the Iowa State men's basketball team will be traveling overseas this summer for a foreign trip, spending 10 days, 9 nights in Italy and playing 3 games against international competition. That trip will provide value for a Cyclone squad that could return just 2 of its top 6 scorers from last year's NCAA tournament. Head coach Steve Prohm said they're excited to be able to take their guys on a trip that will provide them with memories and experiences that will last a lifetime. He said it'll give us the opportunity to work with them more on the court in a team setting this summer and allow them to get acclimated to each other. He said they're grateful the administration supports them by allowing them to take those trips. That trip will take place August 10th through the 20th, and it'll start in Rome before stops in Florence, Pisa, and Venice. While Iowa State's opponents are yet to be determined, the trip will feature historical and educational stops with tours planned of the Roman Colosseum, Vatican City, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and more. Iowa State will be making a summer trip for the fourth time in program history. The Cyclones have traveled to Mexico in 2004, Italy in 2011, and Spain in 2015. The Cyclones are tentatively scheduled to play games August 13th in Rome, August 15th in Pisa, and August 18th in Vicenza. Now, the schedule and the opponents will be confirmed in the month prior to the team departing. Maryland forward Bruno Fernando will forego his final 2 seasons of eligibility and he'll remain in the 2019 NBA draft. Fernando had declared for an early entry, and after weighing his options, he announced that he will attempt to turn pro. The 6'10" Fernando led the Big Ten with 22 double-doubles and a 607 field goal percentage last season. The Portland Trail Blazers are leaving Denver after splitting the first 2 games of the NBA Western Conference semifinal series against the Nuggets. C.J. McCollum scored 20 points, and the Blazers grabbed home court advantage by holding off the Nuggets 97-90. Game 3 is Friday night in Portland. The Carolina Hurricanes are 1 victory away from a 4-game sweep and their first berth in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals in a decade. Curtis McIlhenny stopped 28 shots in his first Stanley Cup playoff start, and Justin Williams snapped a 2-2 tie midway through the third period of the Hurricanes' 5-2 win over the New York Islanders last night. Josh Bailey had a goal and an assist for the Islanders, who will be playing for their postseason lives Friday in Raleigh. On the other end of the Stanley Cup spectrum, Dallas and St. Louis are tied at 2 games apiece following the Stars' 4-2 win over the Blues. That series returns to St. Louis for Game 5 on Friday night. A.J. Epenesa is ready to step up for Iowa's rebuilding defensive line. Epenesa could be the Hawkeyes' next first-round draft pick, with one mock draft tapping him as a top 15 selection if he comes out early. Epenesa was all Big Ten as a sophomore after leading the conference in sacks, and he honed his craft this spring by going up against junior tackle Alaric Jackson.
I would say he's probably the best pass-setting offensive tackle in the Big Ten, or at least the one I've gone against. And, I mean, going against someone as good as him, I feel like it's gonna get my game up. And then vice versa for him, I mean, hopefully I can help him get better.
Epenesa says the competition with Jackson was heated at times.
Fall camp and spring ball, I mean, it gets tiring just going against the same guy every day. I mean, me and AJ have been banging heads for 15 practices this spring. And, I mean, I love the guy. And frustrations, they get high. But, I mean, we're out here to get better and help each other get better, and we both know that.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says they even looked at some linebackers as stand-up defensive ends in hopes of building depth for next season.
Yeah, the bottom line is next year we want to get our best four and then our best eight on the field. And if it means it's a linebacker, it means it's a linebacker. We'll just kind of see how it goes. But that's, yeah, the downside of losing two guys that are pretty good players in Parker and Anthony.
Farron says he liked the progress they made during the spring.
We're pretty sure who our top four defensive linemen are right now. And those guys, I think, collectively all did a good job this spring. They took steps forward. But you do the math on it. You know, we're not real deep outside right now. You know, now it's a matter of putting guys out there that might have a chance to play. So that's the next step.
Farron says it is crucial for the veterans to step up their game. A former Rutgers defensive coordinator, Jay Neiman, a native of Avoca, has been added to Iowa's coaching staff. He spent the past three seasons at Rutgers and will serve as the assistant Hawkeyes defensive line coach and assistant recruiting coordinator. Neiman served as Wyoming linebackers coach this past spring and has had two sons play for the Hawkeyes. Nick is a junior linebacker, and Ben is coming off his rookie season with the Kansas City Chiefs. Jay Neiman played at Iowa State and also has been an assistant at Drake, Northern Iowa, and was the head coach at Simpson College. The Chicago Bears have exercised their fifth-year option on linebacker Leonard Floyd, locking him up through the 2020 season. That move was expected after Floyd played in all 16 regular season games last season, recording four sacks and had a 19-yard interception return for a touchdown in Week 9 at Buffalo. In baseball yesterday, Miles Michaelis outpitched Max Scherzer, and Marcelo Ozuna had three hits as the Cardinals dumped the Nationals 5-1. Jose Martinez drove in two runs, helping St. Louis win for the 10th time in 11 games. Also in the National League, Cincinnati beat New York 1-0, Atlanta over San Diego 5-1, Colorado beat Milwaukee 11-4, San Francisco over L.A. 2-1. In the American League, Adalberto Mondesi hit a two-run homer, and the Royals took the opener of their doubleheader with Tampa Bay, downing the Rays 3-2. Glenn Sparkman was recalled by the Royals for the nightcap, and he delivered by scattering three hits over seven innings as Kansas City swept the doubleheader with an 8-0 shutout in Game 2 of the Rays. Boston beat Oakland 7-3, Baltimore over Chicago 5-4, Minnesota beat Houston 6-2. Chicago swept, or also picked up a win, splitting the doubleheader with Baltimore with a 7-6 win. The Angels beat Toronto 6-3, another American League play. In interleague action, Pittsburgh beat Texas 7-5, Arizona over the Yankees 3-2, Cubs beat Seattle 11-0, Philadelphia over Detroit 7-3, Miami beat Cleveland 4-2. Kentucky Derby favorite Omaha Beach has been scratched from Saturday's race because of a breathing problem. The colt from Southern California was made the 4-1 early favorite for Saturday's 145th Derby. Omaha Beach galloped Wednesday morning without any problem, and trainer Richard Mandela said everything was fine, but that changed by late afternoon when Rogers said Omaha Beach has an entrapped epiglottis. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.